This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Throughout the history of immigration, people have raised concerns about waves of new migrants bringing disease with them into the country. And it's true that new populations have sometimes brought diseases with them. But this argument has also been frequently used as a weapon to stir opposition to immigration. A variation on the theme of migration and disease recently appeared on VermontWatchdog.org, a website that bills itself as a government transparency news site. The article's headline states, more than one-third of refugees in Vermont test positive for tuberculosis, and it claims that the Vermont Health Department is deliberately covering up this fact. The piece has been since picked up by conservative websites around the country. Here to educate us on what tuberculosis is, how it's tested for and monitored in Vermont, and the comparison between the refugee population and the state's general population is Health Department epidemiologist Patsy Kelso. Nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
So, does the health department keep track of tuberculosis in Vermont?
Sure, we do. Tuberculosis is a reportable disease. There's a list of conditions that are reportable by state regulation. Healthcare providers and laboratories are required by state regulation to report these conditions to the health department, and we track them and respond to them appropriately, and tuberculosis is on that list.
So how many cases of tuberculosis do we have in Vermont?
The five-year rolling average is 5.4 cases per year on average. The last several years, it ranges from 2 to 8 cases a year.
And those are cases of active tuberculosis,
yes.
Right? So tell me the difference between active and latent.
There's a huge difference. So with active tuberculosis disease, people who have that are sick with TB disease. They have symptoms. They are often able to spread TB to other people because most of the time when people have TB, they have it in their lungs. And so they're often coughing, and that's how TB is spread from one person to another, when someone with TB coughs and spreads the bacteria out into the air and then other people breathe it in.
And it can be quite serious, and it can even be fatal.
It can be, although it's treatable. It's often a long course of treatment, usually about 6 months of treatment with antibiotics that are targeted to work against TB. But, it can be a long course of treatment, but it is treatable.
Although, and we're going to get to latent in just a moment, but there is a worry now about antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis strains that are moving through the world. And so that's a particularly problematic strain of TB to treat.
Yes, there are antibiotic-resistant strains, in particular in some areas of the world like Russia. We worry about those strains.
So again, this is for treatment of active tuberculosis, which is contagious and carries with it symptoms that people have. This is different from latent tuberculosis.
That's correct. I'm going to stick with active tuberculosis for a minute. Some people who have active TB have TB somewhere else in their body, not in their lungs. It's uncommon. But we do have cases of that in Vermont. So it's still active TB, but it's not in the lungs. And so even those patients, even though they have active TB, they're not able to spread it to others because the TB is not in their lungs and it's not making them cough, so they're not able to spread it. So that's a bit of a separate type of active TB.
Okay.
Then with latent TB infection, those people are infected with TB, meaning they were exposed at some point in their lives to someone with TB and they got infected, but they're not sick with it. And 5 to 10% of those people at some point later in their lives, usually decades later, 5 to 10% of them may go on to develop symptoms of TB disease and have active illness. But, most of the time, 90 to 95% of the time, those people will never develop TB illness. So they're not sick, they're just infected, and they're not able to spread TB to anyone else around them. So you or I, if we've traveled to, England or some foreign country, or even if we've always stayed in Vermont, but we've been around people who have traveled to other parts of the world where there's TB, we may have been exposed to TB, and we may be walking around with latent TB and not even know it.
Because you said it's a reportable condition, but you're not tested for it generally. If you're just a resident living here, you're not going to be tested for latent TB. You're going to be tested if you suddenly develop symptoms of what might be tuberculosis. So you or I could have latent TB and not know it because there is no mandate to test for tuberculosis just routinely.
That's true in most situations. But let me correct something a little bit. TB illness is a reportable condition. Latent TB infection is not reportable in Vermont. It's not reportable in most states. So if you're just infected but not sick, that's not reportable. If you're infected and have TB disease and are sick with it, whether it's in your lungs or outside your lungs, that is reportable.
Okay, so the question raised by this article that's been making the rounds is, what percentage of the refugee population in Vermont has tuberculosis? And part of this question is the difference between latent and active tuberculosis. But maybe you can break down, because the article states that a third of refugees in Vermont have tuberculosis. Is that true?
So roughly a third, about 35%, I think it is, of refugees test positive for TB, meaning they have latent TB infection. And it varies a little bit. It depends on what part of the world they come from, because there's more TB in some parts of the world than in others. We do see active TB disease in refugees, and we have data looking at 2003 to 2015. We've seen 77 cases of TB in people in Vermont, and 26 of those were in Vermont or U.S.-born people. 26 of them, and 15 of them were in refugees. And then the rest were in other people, people here on visas, people with unknown status. So, you know, we do see some cases of active TB disease in refugees in Vermont, and we also see cases of active TB disease in U.S.-born people in Vermont.
And those numbers you gave are of active TB, not latent TB.
Those are active TB cases.
And this is also because people who are coming in on visas or who are coming in with refugee status do get tested for TB. That is a routine test that you get.
Yes.
And if you're a U.S. person going to a foreign country, often you'll also be tested for that.
That I don't know about, but there's a process, and it's really important. There's more information on our website about this. There's a really stringent medical screening that refugees go through overseas. If their chest, they all get a chest X-ray before they're allowed to come to the U.S. as a refugee. If that chest X-ray indicates possible TB, they undergo further testing, including lab tests. If they're diagnosed with TB, they're not allowed to come here until they go through 6 months of treatment and further lab testing to show that they've been cured of TB. Only then are they allowed to come.
So is TB in the refugee population a concern for the Vermont Health Department?
It's not a concern of mine as the state epidemiologist. We will continue to see refugees with latent TB infection, and we will continue to see in rare cases, active TB illness in refugees like we do all the time in U.S.-born Vermonters. And those people can get treated and followed up appropriately in our healthcare system here.
Patsy Kelso is the state's top epidemiologist. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.